You could go online and look at all the newspapers you could find to see what the critics think of the new movies this week, or you can listen now to Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
This weekend's three main releases all have creepy images. Condemned prisoners fighting for freedom, a dead woman found in a river, and Nicolas Cage's latest hairpiece. Yes, one of the hardest working hairpieces in show business is back on top with Mr. Cage as the star of the sci-fi paranormal thriller Next. Cage plays a Las Vegas magician with a secret. He can see a few minutes into the future. Jessica Biel also stars.
You can see things before they happen.
Only my future, except with you. I saw far beyond anything I'd ever seen before. You need to get away from here.
The critics are split on this one, some calling it a real mess and others saying sit back and enjoy the ride. Even though the New York Times calls Next a crummy action and speculative fiction hybrid, Newsday cheers irresistible junk food, and the Philadelphia Inquirer smiles wildly ridiculous and thoroughly entertaining. In limited release is the Australian drama Jindabyne. The title comes from the name of the lakeside town where a group of fishing buddies discover a girl's dead body. The film is based on a famous Raymond Carver story that was also used in Robert Altman's 1993 film Shortcuts. Gabriel Byrne and Laura Linney star.
The river is a very long, long way away. And there are no bad men here, okay? Now go to sleep.
Many critics applaud this mature, somber film, but some of the detractors agree with USA Today, which warns strong acting but glacial pacing. The Los Angeles Times calls Jindabyne an experience not easy to shake off, and the New York Observer says requires patience, but the payoff is rewarding. And we close with the wide-release action flick The Condemned. This violent saga stars World Wrestling Entertainment icon Stone Cold Steve Austin as a death row prisoner who is put on television to fight others to the death and where freedom goes to the sole survivor.
Jack Conrad, American, blew up a building in El Salvador, killing three men. What were you doing in El Salvador?
Working on my tan.
Why'd you blow the building up?
I was blocking my son.
The Condemned is an apt description of this movie's reviews. A sloppy, indifferent action flick, sniffs the Seattle Post-Intelligencer. Variety warns, aims for a nonstop thrill ride, has plenty of stops, and few real thrills. And the Hollywood Reporter snaps, off-putting and ridiculous. Well, I guess it is ridiculous to think that people would watch a reality TV show where condemned prisoners fight to the death. But what if the condemned prisoners get, say, extreme makeovers and then have dance competitions to the death? Oh, man. We're talking America's next big TV hit.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.